You're listening to Fruit Salad, an hour and a half special on the beautiful life of Jim Diva from Vancouver's Little Sister bookstore and emporium. And with us on the line is Connie Smudge, the unstoppable Connie Smudge.
As she wipes herself all up, yeah.
as well, joining us in the studio here are Vancouver Men's Chorus, who you just heard a beautiful song from, and that was called Never... Gentlemen.
Never Turning Back.
Never Turning Back. I'm half in tears here, so my brain is here and there. Willie Zwazdeski, the artistic director, is the person that just let us know what the name of the track was. I would hope he would know the name. And also past president George Schwab is joining us this evening from Vancouver Men's Chorus. Welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Not the easiest show to be a part of for any of us, and such a tragic and sudden and shocking loss of a magnificent man to everyone in the community and so far beyond that, because he was just a true man. And we were talking just a bit off the air here as we listened to Erlen Weissman's incredible excerpt there from Little Sisters versus Big Brother about, you know, other aspects of Jim Diva's character, which, you know, for example, George, you were saying that if you saw him on the street, he would stop and talk pretty much to everybody about pretty much everything.
Absolutely. He engaged everybody in any conversation possible. Jamie alluded to a conversation that, or the last presentation that he was with, about how being sex positive, you know, he was. And so any topic was up for discussion with Jim. Absolutely anything, whether it be the weather, whether it be masturbation, whether it be holding a Folsom Fair. I remember talking to him one time about Folsom Fair and how he absolutely thought that would be a fabulous idea for Vancouver, but just didn't think Vancouver was ready for it.
It would have been ready for it if Yale Town hadn't developed, because it would have been the perfect spot for it, because nobody was there at that time. Unfortunately, I think we missed our timing on that one. Willie, you've joined us as well tonight. It was a very emotional, very beautiful and yet empowering a celebration of life at St. Andrew's Wellesley last Saturday. And you, as the artistic director, of course, were up there directing the beautiful Vancouver Men's Chorus that everyone loves and knows. How did it feel to be up there and sharing one last time?
Well, I think it's safe to say that when we heard about Jim's passing, our first reaction was, we have to sing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, in the days ahead of it, you know, we were connected up with Tim and with Bruce and Janine, and we were approached to come and do it. And we had just sung at the AIDS Walk, and so we had some pretty suitable repertoire up our sleeves, including being able to include some of our new members who had just joined, you know, the Wednesday before we actually sang. Okay. But being there was fantastic. We have a kind of a community relationship with Jim that goes right back to 1983 when they started, because the VMC had started in 1981. And so in many respects, both organizations, meaning Little Sisters, and the Vancouver Men's Chorus sort of grew up together through some pretty crazy and difficult times. And then in 2008, as they were approaching their 25th anniversary, Michael Harper, who was one of the singers in the Vancouver Men's Chorus, approached me in about 2006 and said, you know what, we've got to do something to celebrate the Little Sisters' story, to celebrate the battle that Jim has gone through. And so we spent about a year and a half developing a project, with Jim coming to board meetings and sitting there, if you can imagine, being fairly quiet, which is not usually his kind of norm, but very thoughtful and insightful and direct, as he always was, as we developed a project called Voices Carry, which we then toured around in British Columbia with Jim coming up on stage with us right then and there and talking about the whole thing. And I have to tell you that in the process of creating that piece, I had no idea the extent, the global, the international extent of the awareness and of the contributions of people from around the world to support that fight, the fight that he took on for all of us.
That's very true. He was very proud of that production, and here's what he had to say about it, in fact.
I was really pleased with this evening. I think it was truly a community event where we talked about what has happened and put it in context of music and created a very, very magical thing.
What a delight.
a beautiful moment there. We just have 2 minutes left of the show, so I wanted to add that excerpt because that was Jim himself thanking the Vancouver Men's Chorus for what you'd done, because it was such a beautiful, beautifully and well done production, and such a commemorative moment in the community's history here in Vancouver. We do have to leave, but VancouverMen'sChorus.com is where people can find out more about your incredible organization, and we will let people know that you'll be coming back on at some point, probably in October or November, to sing live here on the show, and we do look forward to that. Not the entire chorus, of course, because you guys are huge! Oh my goodness! Connie Smudge is with us, the unstoppable Connie Smudge. Thank you so much.
And let's not forget to support littlesisters.ca. They need all the help they can get, and they've been such a support to us. Let's not let Little Sisters die with Jim. Let's keep the beauty going.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, and so well said. We have so much more to cover tonight. In fact, there just wasn't enough time. Earlier in the beginning of the show, we had a bit of technical difficulty with Libby Davies' phone call, unfortunately, but we were able to straighten that out, thankfully. So we did lose a bit of time, and so some of the things we wanted to share didn't happen tonight, but perhaps at another time. Another person that very much does want to share about the sex-positive side of Jim Diva and his advocacy to normalize sex and sexuality for everyone is Velvet Steele, of course, Vancouver's amazing Velvet Steele. So at a later date, when she's able to speak, because it's still very raw for many to be able to do so, and with respect to that, I understand that very much. But again, thank you so much to everyone tonight for coming and being on Fruit Salad and sharing about the amazing life of Jim Diva.
Thanks for having us.
To Jamie Lee Hamilton as well, and to Honorable Dr. Hedy Fry, and of course Honorable MP Libby Davies as well, and everyone else who contributed to tonight. So everybody, thank you so much. Connie Smudge especially.
Oh my, well thanks very much. I really appreciate talking about him in any chance I can.
Thank you so much, everybody. So Vancouver Men's Chorus, once again, we're going to hear one last song, or at least a brief part of it anyways, because the next show is trying to squeeze in on us. And so we're only going to hear a little excerpt, unfortunately. This is called Everything is Possible by Vancouver Men's Chorus. Please enjoy. You're listening to 100.5 FM, Vancouver Cooperative Radio. Thank you for listening tonight. Stay tuned for Gender Queries coming up next. Willie, you want to say one last thing?
Just thanks for doing this, Sky.
Awesome.
It's important.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
We love Jim very, very much. Thank you, George, for coming.
We love you, Jim.
We love you very much, Jim. Be well. Be with us.